Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Waterloo Blackhawks 4, the Sioux City Musketeers 1 as the Blackhawks win the game and the season series. They take 4 out of 6 against Sioux City, earning 8 points to Sioux City's 5. The only game that went to overtime was a Blackhawks shootout victory at Tyson Event Center. No shootout required on this Saturday night. Let's give you the details with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. A face-off win resulted in the game's first goal just past the 8-minute mark of the opening period. O'Connell wins the draw, comes to Robertson, right point, across for a drive by O'Connell, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Gavin O'Connell from the top of the left wing circle, drove one to the net, it got through traffic, and Waterloo takes the 1-0 lead at 8:08. Gavin O'Connell's 23rd of the season, assisted by Ben Robertson and Gavin Thorson at 8:08 of the first period to give the Blackhawks a 1-0 lead. The Hawks had just one power play on Friday in Omaha. They scored on that. Just one power play here on Saturday night, and they scored on that one too. Caden Brown pounces on it for Pionk. Back to Renzel. Looks for a wrist shot. Gives it to Brown instead. Now Pionk shoots. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Aaron Pionk, a power play goal, and it's 2-0 Waterloo. 12th goal of the season for Aaron Pionk. Caden Brown and Sam Renzel, the assists at 11:34 of period number one on the power play. And the 2-0 Blackhawk lead carried the rest of the way through the period to intermission. Sioux City's lone goal came at 8:34 of the second after Emmett Crotto had made a terrific save on a breakaway by Ben Duran. The Musketeers generated a very similar opportunity and cashed in on the second try. The goal at 8:34 for Tyler Hotson, making his way up the ice and slipping one past. Hotson assisted by Easton Zuger, who'd picked off a pass near his own blue line and quickly got it back up the ice to Hotson for the finish. But any question about how this one would work out was ultimately settled by the last minute of the second period. The last two goals in the game scored in that final minute before the second intermission, and the Blackhawks got the first of those with 48 and a half seconds left before the horn would sound. Thorson avoids Duran, trying to move to the high slot, shields the puck, gets a shot away, tip, and a save by Kokendorf, a rebound. Waterloo scores! It's banged in by Gavin O'Connell for his second of the game, and it's 3-1 Waterloo. The Blackhawks back up by 2 before intermission. 24th of the season for Gavin O'Connell, assisted by Mikko Matika and Gavin Thorson, with 48.6 seconds remaining in period number two. 19:11, the official time of the goal, and the Hawks would get one more. Taken away, and a shot by Hotson is blocked. Lepinen picks it back up and poked away, and Garrett Shifsky has a breakaway. Final seconds of the second period. Shifsky with a chance. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Shifsky gave a fake, kept his balance as Kokendorfer fell to the ice and slipped it by with 3.7 left to go in the second period. Unassisted on the breakaway, 19:56, the official time of the score, 28th of the season for Garrett Shifsky, equaling his total from last season. No scoring in the third period. The Hawks 1-for-1 on the power play. Sioux City was 0-for-1 in the third period. Waterloo outshot the Musketeers 12-5 for the game. 46 Blackhawks shots on goal to 13 for the Musketeers. Emmett Crotto the win with a dozen saves, his 40th regular season victory as a Waterloo Blackhawk goaltender, joining Cal Peterson and Matt DiGirolamo in that exclusive club. The loss to Croy Kokendorfer, who stopped 42 of 46, as he's been the busier netminder in the series. He played in 5 of 6, and Kokendorfer ultimately with a 2-2-1 record against the Blackhawks from this season series. The Hawks 4, the Musketeers 1. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Rakes, shovels, clippers, you'll be using all of that for your outdoor spring cleaning, and you can find it all at Ted's. And mulch, lots and lots of mulch. Better get an extra bag this spring. Stop at Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. See Ted and his staff there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. That's it for games against the Western Conference this season. The Blackhawks with two more left on the schedule. against the Dubuque Fighting Saints. DuPaco Cowbell Cup Series matchups next weekend. And the DuPaco Cowbell Cup still up in the air. That's something the Dubuque Fighting Saints are playing for. The Hawks playing for second in the USHL West and a playoff bye.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.